Thank you for calling. Please stay on the line and the next available representative will be with you momentarily.
This call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Jaquisha, how are you doing?
It's Ashley.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I'm good.
All right. Awesome. Hey, I do want to thank you, though. I know this is, like, extremely late, but I did notice in Teams where you, because we talked last time and you sent me that person's number for the meet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to still get some. If I can.
He been waiting on you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I had asked him and seen if you had wrote him. He was like, no, I've been waiting on her.
Oh, I know. I had seen it, and then I had just noticed that when I pulled up your messages again, I'm like, ooh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, he sure asked about it.
Okay. Yeah, I was just checking back up on that because I had kind of forgot.
Oh yeah, but I write him right now and let him know you're gonna call him or text him. It don't matter. I just let him know.
Okay, cool. All right. So I know last time we talked, I know we went a bit over regarding some time overages.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let me pull this up for you. So since the last time we talked, I can say that's one thing you have been working on. I haven't noticed any for this week. I'm getting caught up this past week's QAs and time and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But for the week between the 18th to the 24th, you've been doing great as far as your time goes. Let me pull up my emails because there was a Green Ape. It was a Green Ape account that was sent to me. Let me see one thing.
Now, I ain't gonna lie, I know I've been having trouble with Green Ape. It's like my hardest one.
Oh, well, you know, that's not too much of a surprise because honestly, well, one Green Ape, we don't have those calls as frequently as any other retention calls coming in. So when you do get a call, it's kind of like, you're not, you know, as used to.
Yeah, I'm comfortable with the rest of them, but this one, I'd be freezing up. Yeah, you know.
Exactly. I completely understand, honestly. For Green Ape, if I get a Green Ape call, I will have the script up and, you know, I really review.
Yeah.
To see exactly what can be offered. They have become more where they we're reviewing more Green Ape calls to try and get these, you know, issues corrected because it is a little bit confusing. But this specific call was sent on the 20th. It's where the customer had called in to cancel.
Don't offer save for Green Ape, do it.
You didn't,
I think that's what it is.
Saves?
I'm thinking we.
You didn't.
I thought we. I didn't do it.
Mm-mm. No,
oh,
you
okay.
Didn't
that's
offer
what it
any
was.
Saves, and it was a reoccurring account. So let me pull up the script page and review that a little bit with you.
Okay.
Because what had happened is, you didn't offer any saves. You did advise her, you know, we'll go ahead and get it stopped. The thing being is actually you didn't cancel the account either. And what had happened is this customer had called back in because she wound up getting rebilled. Of course, then it was canceled. That was fixed. And the account was pulled, or when the call came in and this was reviewed, there wasn't any notes we could find from you. So be sure, of course, that's for all accounts. Doesn't matter what
you
do.
You
do have to notate that account. So say, for instance, it is a subscription and this customer is calling in to cancel.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, you would talk to them, you know, ask them, of course, you know, give them some product knowledge, ask them how the product's been working for them,
mm-hmm.
and try and probe, you know, okay. try and see the reason behind their cancellation. Majority, I've found these customers are getting too many bottles per month.
Mm-hmm.
So what you can offer, if that's their biggest issue, of course, you can offer to downgrade to a lesser quantity.
Mm-hmm.
If their issue is the pricing, you can offer to discount 20% off. If they are upset about the pricing and they ask about the current charge for their most current shipment, that 20% discount can be applied
mm-hmm.
To the current charge as well.
Okay.
So those are your saves. You can also do a 60-day billing cycle where it wouldn't have to be monthly. You can do it every other month.
Correct. Okay.
Now, say the customer's calling in. They placed an order 5 minutes ago before they called you. So the only saves we could offer them then would be like, hey, well, we can get you out. We haven't shipped your product. We can get you out, you know,
mm-hmm.
a lesser quantity.
Mm-hmm.
Just to, you know, give it a go, see how it works. Let me see. If they decline that, you would just void out whatever
okay.
they pay for whatever supply they have and make sure that is canceled.
Okay.
Okay. Now, say it's recurring,
mm-hmm.
and the customer is not a same-day order. Say it's been going on for a few months, and they've declined your 20% discount,
mm-hmm.
20% back on the most current. They don't want any fewer bottles per month, and they don't want an adjustable cycle. If they decline all your saves,
mm-hmm.
and they're requesting a refund or to return, of course, you can offer that 20% on the most current charge. If
okay.
they refuse that 20% back
mm-hmm.
on something that has already shipped, don't refund at all. You would then give
okay.
them an RMA number and, you know, of course, give them the return address and advise them once we get the product back unopened, the fulfillment center, the warehouse, will refund them.
Okay. Okay, quick question about refunds with the fulfillment.
Okay,
you know, okay, I'd be having customers that'll call back in after they sent their products back to the fulfillment, and then they'll call in about a refund. What do I tell them? Because I just be saying something. I tell them I'm waiting on a verification email.
Okay, you're good at winging it. Okay, good question. So what you would do is you would tell the customers if you see on their account that they've already called in, they've been canceled,
mm-hmm.
they were provided with that RMA number. What
mm-hmm.
I do with those customers, I'll be like, okay, so you returned it on what date?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll ask them, when you sent it back through United States Postal Service, what is the tracking number that
mm-hmm.
United States Postal Service provided you for your return?
Mm-hmm. And then look it up.
Yes, if they do have the tracking number for the return,
mm-hmm.
I will take a look, see if it's been delivered, if it's been delivered to the correct return address, and
mm-hmm.
check the date that it was returned. And this is for any returned products across all campaigns I'll
okay.
do that for. But here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
On the script page, if it says that, you know, the warehouse is the one to issue the refund,
mm-hmm.
Even if the tracking number were to confirm that we have the product back, we wouldn't, you know, as
be
the
able
representative.
To. Yeah.
Hold on. One. Okay. I do apologize.
You okay?
Let me see one thing. Okay. Sorry again. So if what was your last question?
You want me to say it again?
Yeah, because I had to respond to something in Teams, and I got a little sidetracked.
Oh, yeah, if a customer calls in, then they sent in their stuff back to the fulfillment about our refund, I'd be telling them, you know, I'd just be making up something. I'd tell them, well, sorry, just wait. The fulfillment has not sent us a verification email yet. Then they receive that product. As soon as they send us a verification email, then we'll get that refund to you. That's what I tell them. But what do I supposed to tell them if they call in about their refund from the fulfillment?
Okay. So if the say, for instance, the tracking confirms delivery or confirms we received the product back, if it's one of the campaigns that the warehouse would refund, I typically would tell the customer that the refund is processed within 30 business days after receival. I believe the only campaign, I'll take a look and get back on that later, but yeah, I would just advise, even if the tracking confirms we got it back, that they should receive their refund by the warehouse.
Okay.
And, of course, if a customer is calling in, if they've made a threat, you can refund the most recent in full, and they don't have to return if they're refusing. If they're absolutely refusing, they don't have to. If they've made a threat. If the product's over 60 days old, can't refund, they can't return either.
Okay.
Okay. And one second, let me pull this back up. Okay, now that I got that pulled back up, so what I do have to go over with you as well, I'm glad hopefully that will fix the green ape going forward. I'm trying to pull up the QA. Okay, because last time I know we had talked about IEC. Well, your average isn't too bad. Let's see. That actually just came out today. And okay. So, I mean, from the last week, there was definitely some improvement. You got 100 on average for this week. Now, actually, the QAs I am going over for are for last week, and this is including. Let's see. So they would be not identifying yourself still. There was a few calls found after I had brought that up the last time.
Yes, ma'am.
So always be sure, even on a callback, if the customer had disconnected and you have to call them back and you get them again, be like, hey, Laquisha, I was just talking to you from Keto Supreme, whatever. You know, always identify yourself.
Yes, ma'am.
So that can be heard on the call. Be sure to always offer your saves. There's only really two reasons you wouldn't. And if that's offhand, they make a threat, Or if they say, hey, my doctor told me I can't take this product. Of course, in those situations, you don't have to offer saves. But
okay.
Any other time, make sure you get in your three saves. Even if that customer is irate, put them on mute, let them speak their peace of mind, whatever they have to say, and just work in your saves whenever they take a breath. If they decline, you know, just straight up go ahead and cancel and keep it moving.
Okay.
I don't think I've ever sent this to you before. Hold on, let me see this. Do you find yourself like with extremely difficult customers, finding a way to work in your saves? Hello.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Do you find it difficult to work in your saves with a difficult customer?
You said, did I have a difficult customer with my saves?
Do you find it hard to work in your saves if the customer is being really difficult?
Yes, because, like, well, sometimes when I be reading my saves, like, yeah, I don't want to hear it. Just cancel my account. And I'd be like, well, this is my protocol. I have to read my protocol. This is what I get paid for. I'm being honest. This is what I say. This is my protocol. I have to read my protocol. This is what I get paid for. This is my job, so I'm going to. Then I'd be like, if you don't want to, I'm still going to read it. Whether you say yes or no, I still have to read it. Yeah.
Okay.
But they'd be quick after that first save. They'd be like, I don't want to hear nothing else about any. Don't offer me anything. Da, 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 da.
And they don't want to hear it. Unfortunately, you know, it's all part of retention, how to work with the customers. It's not necessarily about getting them to stay, but we do have to offer. I did send you a little handout, and it's really about transitioning with your saves to make it a little easier. I think it might explain a little easier the terms. Well, it's not going to let me copy this. All right, let's see. And this as well, I don't know if you'll be able to make that second one a little bigger.
Yeah, I did. I'm sorry. Yeah, I did.
Okay, good. Okay. And I want to send you one more. This one. Okay, I think these will go really far in helping you work in your saves on dealing with the customer. Of course, you are pretty respectful as to the customer's wants. I do want you to work on your saves, providing a little more product knowledge to remind the customer of what even brought them to us, brought them to us in the begin with. And always at the end of the call, thank them for calling customer support. You don't have to tell them to have a good day if you don't feel like it. But do thank them for calling. It's just professional.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Excuse me. I'm so sorry.
You're okay.
But really, that is all I had to go over with you. As far as your average goes, you're doing great. I don't have to get on you about your break time. There was that one overage.
Okay. Oh, this morning I had one on my first break for today. I did a 15 minutes. But when I first, I was on a call when she approved my break. So when I got off the call, that's when I went. And when I first did it, I went on break. It said like 3 minutes or something. And then when I clicked on it, because I guess I had made a mistake and pressed the mouse and clicked something, it was like leave or cancel, and I had to press cancel. But then when I pressed cancel, instead of continuing with my time for my break, it signed me out, and I had to, like, it lost connection. I had to sign back in and then start my break over.
Weird. So that may result in just like a tiny bit overage. Okay, so now I get what you're saying. I don't know what issue that could be in 5-9. I really don't. I'm horrible with technical stuff. But if that happens to you again, you do have Teams on your computer, right?
Yeah.
Cool. So if that were, say, to happen again, just put it in Teams, like, hey, it like forced me out. I was on break. I'm logging back in and I'm going back into break. That
Okay.
way, just so it's there, if we have to take a look, say, you post it in Teams and I run past that overage, then I could go back in Teams and see you posted
Yeah.
something. I'll be like, oh, okay, see, that's covered.
Okay. I can't th I thought it was
Okay.
one more thing, but I can't think of it right now. I just write it to you.
Okay, well, yeah, when you think of it, let me know. More than happy to answer any questions. But did you have any at this time?
No. Just about the green ape, the ones I asked already.
Alrighty, hon. Well, I'm going to get everything we've discussed. I'm going to get it typed up. I'm going to send you a follow-up email also. It's just putting in the writing. When you see the email, just say, hey, understood. I'm also going to put this in the system. Again, just as proof of what we talked about, it's just a developmental. So no worries. We're getting you there. I do want to let you know. I appreciate your hard work. And I can't talk today. I'm so sorry.
What's wrong?
But it's just a little scratchy throat. But let me pull this up real quick so I can let you know. What I've been trying to work on is getting a few of y'all ready for escalations. And you need a little more work, but you are one of the ones I have my eye on. So just letting you know, you need at least 5 weeks of QA average and your time adherence above a 90%. At this point, your 6-week average is an 89.34. So I'm quite certain, once you take the time, tweak a little call handling skills here and there, your average is going to stay steady, high 90s, if not 100. So we'll be able to get you to escalations coming up soon, okay?
Okay.
All right. Anything else?
No, ma'am. Oh, and he just told me, he said he have a whole lot of them left, so you're okay. Just let him know. Call him.
Awesome. I will shoot him a quick message after 5.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, hon. You enjoy the rest of your shift, okay? And I'll be chatting with you
Okay.
later.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, babe.